This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Coming up on today's show, reintegrating people who've been incarcerated back into society. And we'll also hear about Gold Star Mothers and a research project about local service members killed during World War II. First up, Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters has announced his decision on retrying former UC police officer Ray Tanzing for the shooting death of Sam DeBose. WVXU's Tana Weingartner joins us now. And Tana, the trial of Ray Tanzing ended with a deadlocked jury. So what did the prosecutor say this morning? What direction is he heading next?
Well, he still thinks that based on talking to some of the jurors that he can get a murder conviction. So he intends to retry on the same charges, murder and voluntary manslaughter.
Okay, and is he going to try to have the trial in Hamilton County, or what are his thoughts on that?
So that was kind of the big thing. He is going to ask for a change of venue. Obviously, he said that he would like something like Columbus or Cleveland, but he doesn't, I don't believe, have any choice in that. So it could go anywhere if it were to be granted. Of course, that's also the question, would a change of venue be granted? Because the defense had already asked for a change of venue originally in the first place, and that was denied by Judge Megan Shanahan.
So what is Ray Tanzing's attorney, Stu Matthews, what is his reaction to this?
Yeah, I just spoke with Stu Matthews a few moments ago, and he said that he and his client were disappointed by the decision to have a retrial. However, they weren't surprised by it. And when asked about the idea of a change of venue, he said he wasn't sure if he would join in that request or not.
Why did Dieters feel a need for a change of venue? What are his thoughts on that?
Well, he said that, you know, after talking with some of the jurors, and he did finally confirm something that we had sort of reported, but weren't entirely certain on. During the trial, there was a 3-hour break on one day where the jurors refused to come out of the jury room because they were so worried about their identities becoming known. And they were, Dieters said in this press conference, they were, quote, scared for their lives, scared to death to come out of the jury room about their identities being known. So that's sort of one of his concerns. But also he said he feels like it was obvious that information or just these outside pressures and concerns had seeped into the jury room, in his words.
Does he have a timeline for when he expects all this to get underway?
Well, you know, he said he'd like it no later than next spring, but who knows?
Now, what was the reaction from the DeBose family? What have we heard from them?
Yeah, our colleague Jay Hansman watched the announcement with the DeBose family, with one of their attorneys. And Sam DeBose's sister, Tarina Allen, says the family is, quote, super excited that he's going to face another trial again. They firmly believe that he murdered their brother, and they want to see a conviction in that. They said a mistrial that's not a decision, and they want a decision. So she's also upset that Ray Tanzing remains walking free. She says the same law that allowed Tanzing to pull her brother over should put Tanzing in jail for shooting him. She says she wants the laws to apply equally. And when she was asked about moving a trial to another part of the state, she said that she and her family members will travel wherever they need in order to get justice for Sam.
So what's next in the case? I suppose there's supposed to be a hearing on Monday?
There is a hearing on Monday. I think that's to wrap up a lot of the trial stuff that's already happened. I'm not sure if the judge at that point would hear anything related to this new change of venue request or not.
Or make any decisions for that matter.
Sure, exactly.
Tana, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
You're very welcome.
WVXU reporter and digital editor Tana Weingartner.